Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. So, Andrew, do you have to alter your approach from culture to culture? Maybe that's a naive question, but I mean, when you think of these dozens, maybe hundreds who've received Christ in China, how did you see the light go on? I mean, you know what I'm saying? How do you present the gospel in a way that they can comprehend in a way that they get it?
Right. Well, I mean, what I do, I'm a pretty simple guy, and I just listen as much as I can. Listen and learn and grow in my understanding of the culture. Any particular things that are less helpful or even like, hey, don't say that. That doesn't come across in the right way. We listen and learn, and over the years you pick up on things that are helpful. But I think the main thing is to just keep the gospel clear and simple. And Dad always says to me and the other evangelists, like, hey, if a child can understand it, then you're probably in pretty good shape. So, and I focus my testimony, I focus the gospel around my testimony, which is so well received across the board, across generations and across, cultural divides. You know, your own personal testimony just has great capacity. So stick with the word, stick with the good news, the cross and testimony, and that can be very helpful. And by the time you do all those things, you're out of time anyway, so you got to wrap it up. So we keep it safe and simple, and the Lord just seems to honor that. And it, the gospel itself, that simple message, is what carries power. So those are the things that I try to do, whether it's in my neighborhood or whether it's in China or in Ethiopia or wherever we are.
Praise God. Praise Him. Well, let's just have you unpack what the Great Commission is. If somebody's listening and they're not exactly sure what the Great Commission is, explain that for us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Great Commission is just our beautiful, joyous purpose in life. He has clarified that once you, we're all created by God. But we don't become His child until we are born again, or we experience the new birth and become His child, and He adopts us in His family. And then once we are born into the family of God through repentance and through God's mercy and the truth of who He is and the grace of God entering in our lives, then we enter into this calling, and it's clarified in a number of ways in Scripture, but basically He says, you know, you have a purpose, and I have a plan for you to be moving in obedience in the gifts that I've given you for this purpose of going. And he says, you know, go and make disciples of all peoples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have this purpose in the world to go and proclaim the good news, and to when we say to people like, hey, you ought to think about receiving the Lord because He offers life and life in abundance, then we have this responsibility to live that out.